What's going on, guys? My name is Talon Torriero.
I am Jason Waller, and we are back with another episode of Dad Debate.
Episode 3, it's a big one. It is really all about you. I'm really stoked. Jason, you have some big news that you recently announced on social media that you and your wife, Ashley, are expecting a baby. So I guess let's just jump right into it. The first question I have is, why don't we just start at the beginning, right? So let's start at like you trying to conceive a baby. And if you kind of had any challenges or struggles, let's just start at the very beginning.
Yeah, 100%, man. So obviously we're very excited to announce that we are having a baby boy. And you know, everything is going amazing right now, but it wasn't all bells and whistles. To rewind a little bit, about 7-8 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, Ashley and I were trying to have a second child, and Ashley got pregnant. So we thought, and after our first, actually I think it was our second checkup, we ended up finding out that Ashley had a molar pregnancy, which means basically there's a placenta and the sac and everything is inside there, but there was no fetus. And we don't know what that really attributed to. I still think I'm a firm believer that she got off birth control. And then she conceived too quickly, and there were some complications. But it was in a very emotional state because, you pee on the stick, you find out that there's a baby, and we told people, because we had no problems conceiving Delilah. When we tried, we got it, and we were like, bam, all right, we got a kid coming. And that wasn't, and so we did that. We told close friends, I told you, but again, as I wanted to keep it a secret because we still were wanting to wait to that mark, but we told everybody right around 7 weeks, 8 weeks, and it's premature. And I understand now why they say wait a little bit. And when we found out the news, it was very devastating. You have to keep in mind that during COVID, Ashley had to go to all these appointments by herself. I couldn't be there to support her or, just to even find out the news myself. So it was really, I remember like it was yesterday when it happened. It was really devastating. It was really hard because then what comes into our mind is like, oh God, are we not going to be able to conceive now? Like, is there something wrong with me? Is there something wrong with Ashley? Are we going to have to go down this whole other path? And, cause we just took it for granted, how easy it was to conceive Delilah. And, so it was a process, and Ashley went through it completely different than I did. When I found out there was no fetus, I had a lot more like, I feel better about it, but Ashley grieved in a totally different way. So trying to be there and be supportive, and she ended up having to have surgery because it could have been cancerous. And there were so many different things that came up from a molar pregnancy. They're rare. And she had to go get surgery by herself. Like, it was just a really, really hard process doing that during COVID. But by the grace of God, everything went really well. Basically we couldn't try again for, I think it was like 3 or 4 months. And, once we got the go ahead, we got back to practice and we were able to conceive, a healthy baby boy, and we're
awesome. So you're far enough along that it's a boy.
Yeah, we're in the 20th week. We're about halfway down.
That is so cool. So I gotta be honest. I saw that people posted like little stickers on social media, like it's a boy, but like I thought people were just like predicting what it was. So right. I'm actually finding out right now and confirming that it is in fact a boy, which I think as a dad, it's listen, daughters are awesome. I love my daughter. I'm sure you love your daughter as well. I mean, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I know you do. But there's just something about having a boy or the idea of it that is just, it's different, right? It's cool. It's like you get to relive your life over again.
100%. Well, you want to hear the funniest thing about this is my mom, she was obviously at the reveal party and she looks at me and she goes, Jason, payback. And it was just like, because, me and my family are very, very close, but it was hilarious for my mom to, to say that because I obviously, had some trials and tribulations, but yeah, I'm obviously very excited. Me and Delilah, to be very transparent, is after having Delilah, I didn't care. Everybody's like, dude, come on, you want a boy. Like I was one of those people that after I had Delilah, I love the relationship that I've developed with her, and the father-daughter relationship is so different than a father and son. And I get that. And I want to be able to experience both, but I was really like, I was happy either way. So it ended up working out to the benefit. And now we both have a perfect little family.
I think it's cool. I think I'm really excited for you guys, obviously, like as you guys continue down this journey and now with social media and, you know, obviously you're going to be on the hills. I'm sure that's going to be talked about a lot. So it's pretty cool that, you know, we're all going to be able to go on this journey with you, not only as a friend, but I think the viewers that are listening to this podcast are going to be able to like kind of go along, you know, the journey with you, which I just think is really cool that you're letting us go along with you, because I think the things that you're going through, you know, there's going to be other women out there or other dads out there with wives who have gone through a molar pregnancy that are going to just really understand where you're coming from and be able to relate to it. And the idea of having a girl first and then a boy, you know, it's really cool, man. I'm so excited. I honestly was very surprised to know that it was a boy. And I guess my next question is, you know, do you have names in mind? You don't have to tell us if you have any.
I got the name, bro.
Do you? All right. So we're keeping it a secret. I totally respect
that. We'll keep it a secret. I'll tell you offline, but we got the name. We got the name dialed.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cause like that's such a, naming a kid is such a, let's just talk about naming a kid, right? Like naming a kid is very hard these days. I mean, I think we tend to overanalyze and overthink naming our child. It's like, well, then you got to look at like, did your friend's friend name that child? Is it too weird that like they'll get made fun of one day? Like,
I always hyperanalyze like the kid's name and like association with the actual person in real life. I'm like, okay, is Brad, is it, you know, whatever the name may be. It's like, okay, I know like five good ones. Okay, we can look at that one. But
for sure.
I agree.
For sure. And then also you got to think about like, I always like rhyme names. So I'm like, Matt is fat. Like, is a kid going to say that in high school? You know, whatever, right? Like you can't really rhyme with Talon or Jason. So
Space and Jason.
But,
well, I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you what, if we were to have a girl, since we're not,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, we were going to name her Lennon Rose. So it's going to be Lennon Rose Waller.
Spelled the L-I-N-E-N.
I don't know. I actually
was. I only asked because now people, what they're doing is you don't just do
tradition.
You do like J-A-Y-S-I-N or something. Like people like do like the, what's the weirdest way I can spell this person's name? That's how I'm gonna
do it. No, first spelling's a big thing with it, man. And it's funny, see, I mean that would have been perfect for me, Jason S-I-N. that would have been telling for myself, but I get it with the naming process. Is it can be challenging, but Ashley and I have, you know, we've been thinking about names for a while now. So that's why it's more of like, oh, we have it. We've had 8 months to kind of think if it was a boy or a girl.
My advice, and you know, obviously this isn't just advice for you. This is advice for anybody. And obviously you've already had a kid, so you've gone through this, is whenever you tell your close friends or your relatives, mainly your relatives, like moms, dads, most moms and dads are like, oh, that's a great name. I love it. But there are some moms and dads are like, ooh, I don't like that name. Ooh, I had a bully in high school named that name. And you're like, well, what am I supposed to do now? And, you know, my mom hates this name. My mom, by the way, didn't hate my son's name or my daughter's name. I'm just saying, I can see how we're easily persuaded. So I think as long as you keep your head, you know, this is your name, this is your son, this is what you want to do. But I have another thing I want to talk about, and that is pressure, right? The pressure of being a dad in relation to having a son. So something that I dealt with, and I might be one of the only people in the world that dealt with this. But I'm curious. You're Mr. Breezy, man. Like you are really good about, you know, I would say, not overthinking the future, right? Which is technically anxiety, right?
Right.
But when Bronson was going to be born, I felt this tremendous amount of pressure because, you know, that was my son, and it was like, I had to teach him how to play baseball, how to play football, how to do these things, go on trips that only dads and sons do. It for some reason, having Hudson, I don't feel as much pressure. It's weird.
I fully see what you're saying. And I honestly, I'm just on a different end. I think a lot of people struggle with that, dude. And like, what does that look like? And I almost struggle with that with my daughter. I'm almost on the flip scale with you. Like I'm trying to figure out like things that I normally don't do, which are fun to go try and do new creative things, you know, and whether that be like, you know, doing dance stuff with Delilah, you know, doing more instrumental stuff, you know, doing tennis, like playing soccer, you know, going to see horses and things that I enjoy partaking in, but they're not the things, whereas if I had a son, I have a lot more confidence in. You know, and I think that really attributed, and I think I speak for both of us, as our dads did a really good job at kind of creating that bonding time. So I think that's going to become more natural and organic for myself. And I've experienced a lot in my life, and I'm excited to be able to share that and pass that along. But I'm on the other side where it was a lot more difficult with my daughter.
Well, you know what I'm realizing is I don't think it matters the gender. It's just having a first kid. And I think when you have your first kid, it's so much unknown and you're like, oh God, like I got to do this and this and this and make sure they have this and this and this and make sure we do this and this and this. But then you realize like, hey, it's a giant shit show and it is what it is. And you get through it and you enjoy yourself in the shit show and the process of, and you learn so much. Like kid number two is like, oh dude, I know how to do that. Oh dude, don't worry about it. Oh, the baby's crying for 10 minutes. Oh, don't worry. She's fine. She's alive. She's breathing. Don't worry.
Yeah. No, for sure.
You know, everything is so much easier because you're like, oh, I've done that before. I've already done that.
Well, I want to ask you a question because we're going through this right now. And maybe you can relate or not, but did your wife ever struggle with herself when she was pregnant and like gaining weight and different stuff like that? Did she?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you a question around that. You know, in my eyes, Ashley looks beautiful pregnant. She's exercised. She takes care of herself. And it's just seeing those natural pounds go up when in reality is like, yes, she's gaining weight because of the baby, but also I think she's putting on muscle in certain areas, but she's struggling with, you know, imaging issues, if you will. And as a husband, what were some of the things that you did to support your wife and what things did you find that were beneficial and not?
So first off, I can only imagine what your wife is going through just because she's on, you know, she's got a large social media following. She's got a business and she's in the spotlight. She's on the hill. So, you know, obviously she's got, I think, a little bit more pressure than the average person. My wife, you know, listen, I'm not perfect. You know, I try to make jokes about it. Like, hey, you know, like she's like, man, these jeans don't fit me. I'm like, well, you're pregnant. Who cares? Like, you know, like eat those carbs, like eat a donut, whatever. But you know, I think there's like societal pressures. Like I feel really bad for women in today's society. And I know this is a bigger conversation, but like with all these filters and all these things and all these, you know, what you need to be as a woman, you know, or a mom. And are you an arts and crafts mom? Do you bake enough with your kids? You know, are you what I call a Pinterest mom, right? Or do you look a certain way? Do you talk a certain way? Like being a mom is gotta be, or being a pregnant woman has gotta be so hard. I sympathize for them so much. Back to what you were saying about what I do. I try to joke about it. I try to, you know, make lightheartedness about it. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I get in trouble.
Right.
A lot of times I get in trouble, but you know, I think right now, you know, I just try to remind my wife, look, you know, I don't care if you weigh 200 pounds or 140 pounds, like, or whatever it is. I'll love you either way. If you get stretch marks, if you get this, if you get C-section, I don't care, you know, like, cause listen, I could never get pregnant. If I had to grow a child inside my stomach and a baby had to pop out of my butthole, there's no
you'd have an aneurysm.
Oh my God. I'd say, listen, doctor, knock me out for 9 months and wake me up when it's over. But that's my only advice is just, you know, try to remind your wife how beautiful she is. Again, that's something that I don't do as much as I should, but just remind your wife how beautiful she is and try to, you know, eat with her, you know, like it's okay. You're pregnant. It's not saying lose yourself. It's a matter of, you know, just listen, there's only so many times in your life when you can.
Special moment. And I think, again, as I want to bring it up, because I know a lot of females struggle with that. And I think a lot of guys are on the other side of like, you know, how do I deal with it? How do I not? And like, because we see it, we're not going through it. It's a lot easier to just speculate and give, you know, our thoughts and opinions, but when we don't go through it. So something that's been more helpful, you know, that Ashley and I have done is also, you know, helping the process and understanding, like it's very special. It's a very amazing sign. Like, you know, the fact that you're able to have a baby, there's all that, but it still doesn't discourage or take away from the fact that, you know, you're going through depression or anxiety or having, you know, imaging issues or things like that. And so what was helpful is me to be more of a team player, be more supportive, especially when she gets into that, you know, that frame of mind, let's play a game, let's go play Yahtzee, let's play Rummy Cube, let's play cards, let's go on a walk. But it's, I think it's more being mindful of that, and just being an ear.
The last couple of things that I would want to bring up would just be, is Delilah know about the baby? Is she excited? Like, how do you explain that? That would be kind of where I want to end things, is just kind of how Delilah's taking it, or, you know, how did you choose to explain how there's a baby growing inside mommy's belly? I'm not talking about the sex talk. I'm talking like, you know, I get it. It's hard to explain to 3-year-olds. I mean, not Delilah, because she's like a 7-year-old, but like, you know, most 3-year-olds.
Yeah. No, well, for Delilah, it was one of those things, like when we found out. And that was the other part. That I didn't even talk about that in the beginning, because Delilah, whether she's advanced or not, I mean, she fully comprehended 8 months ago that, you know, because she's got babies, she plays with them. She kind of gets the concept of a baby. And when she was going through the molar pregnancy, we told Delilah, she's like, I'm so excited. You know, I just don't want a sister. I don't want to share my dresses with her. You know,
most sisters want sisters.
No, she didn't want it. She's like, I don't want to share my dresses with her, but that changed over time. But so then it was kind of like, we were talking about it so much and then this happened. And then like, she kind of asked about it. And that also brought up traumatic stuff with Ashley, because now there's no baby. So that was really hard. But then after we went through the process again, we approached it again and we told her like, well, mommy's going to have a baby now. Like, you know, like, I don't know how Ashley, you know, really, yeah. I think we just kind of pushed it aside. We didn't really explain anything like what happened. And you know, there's a baby coming and she's like, I'm so excited for a sister. I'm going to share my, I think over time she developed, she's like, I can't wait to share my dresses and play. And we're like, well, it's actually going to be a boy. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, she's just like very cool about it. So it was a very special moment, but she's such a loving and caring and kind souled, little girl that, you know, I think she's going to be really happy with whatever it is. But I also, something that Ashley and I are already talking about is Delilah, you know, we've had her, maybe to some people it seems like it's the right time, or even for some people it may be late or it's even soon. But with that gap we've had, you know, we'll have 4 years of just spending individual time with her. And I think there's going to be an issue when the baby comes and there's that separation anxiety from, you know, mom. Obviously, I think that I'm going to be a lot more involved with Delilah, and I already am a lot really involved, but, you know, especially for the first 6 months. So that's something we're trying to figure out and just kind of be ahead of.
I think that's what's so cool about this podcast is like, we both have children that are 3. I just had a daughter. You're going to have a daughter who's, you know, going to be born here this year.
Done.
Like, we are going to be going through these processes together and documenting them on this podcast, and hopefully be able to shed a light or create support or, you know, just give insight or, you know, hopefully entertain you guys as we kind of navigate this road. So I'm really excited about what we're doing. I'm excited, you know, that we're not selling out and just trying to be everything. We're just focusing on what we're doing. So
Talon, I think this is great. I'm very excited that we're going to be walking this path together. But again, you guys, we really want to be in communication with you guys. Please comment below. Let us know what your guys' thoughts are. If you're going through the same thing, if there's things that you're going through and you're in a similar situation, we'd love to be able to talk about them and just voice them out. And as we move forward, we are going to have guests. We are going to bring on professionals. But this is a journey with us, and we want to just have open dialogue around conversations that dads are going through to give perspectives to other dads and even the wives, or significant others. So subscribe, like, click that like button, and we will be back next week.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Jason. Congrats on the big news, man. I'm excited to learn more about the name and see what, he looks like, and just follow you on this journey. It's super exciting stuff during what, you know, it was otherwise a really bad year. So congrats, buddy.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.